Today is March 28th. Pastor is saying to us, your personal study of the word. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The word of God takes you from one level of glory to another as you open up to its divine revelations. It works in you when the truth therein dawns on your spirit, when you know it and agree with God about what he said. But how can you agree with him if you don't know what he said? That's why you need to have a voracious appetite for study. Get to know the word, especially in this year of redemption, where you are cashing out your vouchers for their actual value. Remember, those vouchers are God's truths, his word concerning you, which you have to proclaim by faith. The Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Read what the Lord Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him. If you continue my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 8, verses 31 to 32. Notice that the master's admonition was for them to continue in his word. That means having an insatiable appetite for the knowledge of God's word. Through the word, we renew our minds and build faith and character. The apostle Paul said, study and be eager, and do your utmost to present yourself to God, approved, tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing, accurately dividing, rightly handling, and skillfully teaching the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 of the Amplified Classic. The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 39, search the scriptures. The word of God is the mind of God expressed, his will written and expressed for us. Study the word of God for yourself. Understand it, speak it, and live accordingly. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for showing me the importance of the personal study of your word, a vital ingredient in my Christian walk. As I study and meditate on the word today, I'm positioned to fulfill your desire and plan for my life. And my profiting is evident. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 of the Amplified Classic, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, and Acts chapter 17, verse 11. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50, and Joshua chapters 1 to 2. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Romans chapter 3, verses 26 to 31, and Psalm chapters 98 to 100.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.